I'm here.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting of the Roosevelt Borough Planning Board to order at 7:03 p.m. on April 21st, 2020. And Kim, if you could do the roll call.
Sure. Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Ms. Carpenter?
Here.
Mr. Vroman?
Here.
Mr. Hartley?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton? Ms. Ord? Ms. Petrillo?
Here.
Ms. Taylor?
Here.
Mr. Connors?
Here.
Mr. Newrath?
Here.
Ms. Katz?
She
could have done it.
Here.
I'm sorry, missed the last name. Ms. Katz is absent?
Yeah, she
Correct.
Couldn't attend tonight.
All right, and who's the last gentleman? I'm sorry, I didn't get the name.
Newrath?
Mr. Bondano.
No, Newrath I have.
Okay.
That's it?
No, the last one was Bondanus.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Thank you very much. That was the one I thought there was a name I didn't hear.
Okay,
now is that everybody?
It should be, yes.
Okay. Now, all right, I would say to you that we should all go on mute except for the chair. And
okay.
Then what we're going to do next is read the Open Public Meetings Act notice.
All right. The annual agenda of meetings has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton and posted on the bulletin board in the Borough Hall and filed with the municipal clerk on January 7th, 2020.
Okay, now, when we set this up as an electronic meeting, I believe that you also sent an additional notice out, as we had discussed?
Yes. Due to the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Okay. That one?
Yes, you sent out another notice. So who did you send that the same way that you would have done your regular Open Public Meetings Act notice?
I think Kim did, yes.
Okay. Okay. And Kim, you're on the phone here?
Yes, I just unmuted myself. I can mute myself back if you want me to. I did send out the notices to the newspapers, put it in the post office, and all the correct way with the fact that we are doing this remotely.
Okay, excellent. All right.
Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed.
Excellent. All right, so I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to leave this to the chair and follow the procedure I mentioned earlier, okay?
All right.
Now, before we do that, there's just one more thing. I want to make certain that we know who are the voting members for this evening. So if you missed a prior meeting, you had to have listened to the tape, or there is no transcript, so you would have had to have listened to the recording. Is there anyone here who falls into that category?
There are three people who fall into the category of having listened to the audio, and I did get a certification in lieu of an affidavit by those people.
Oh, excellent. So you have every, so who will be the voting members this evening?
Ms. Malkin, Ms. Carpenter, Mr. Vroman, Mr. Hartley, Ms. Taylor, Mr. Connors, and Mr. Bondanis.
Okay, not Ms. Petrillo and not Mr. Newroth?
Well, they are the people that cannot vote because they have their houses within the 200-foot.
Okay, so if they're participating in this particular meeting, they should not be participating as a member of the board. They are going to be considered to be members of the public.
Okay. Does
okay.
that also include for the minutes, approving the minutes?
Not for this portion. Is there any other business on this meeting tonight, except the Nazaroff one?
Yes, there's a staff member board appointment that you had asked me to put on the agenda, approving an administrative officer to deem variance applications complete.
Okay, so what we can do is when they, so for Ms. Petrilla and Mr. Neuroth, you have to, you cannot participate in the discussion of the application because of your you know, living within 200 feet. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Will there be a public portion of the meeting where we can say
yes,
something?
Yes, there will. Yes,
okay.
There will.
So we'll hold it till then, Alan. Okay.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So now we got all, I think those preliminaries are all set. I'm going to go on mute, and it's time for Mrs. Nazaroff, if she, or does she have, you have your consultant with you, or you don't have him with you tonight, do you, Mrs. Nazaroff?
No, nobody is with me. No, nobody is with
me. Okay. All right. So you can, at this point, just say anything you want to say, and then after that will be Carmela, and then I'm going to leave it to the chair to make certain that she calls in order of alphabet for the members who may want to ask questions or comment after after Mrs. Nazaroff and Carmela have completed their presentations. Okay?
All right.
Any questions? Any questions?
No, I think we're okay.
Okay, great. So this is pretty good. So far, so good. I'm going on mute.
All right. Mrs. Nazaroff, do you have anything that you wanted to add?
Only after the last meeting, we have hired an engineer to work with Ms. Roberts, and all of the plans have been submitted, and that's pretty much all I have. Everything was satisfactory as far as I know, with some little minor changes that are coming in place where Ms. Roberts deems it necessary. Otherwise, I've done everything that I could possibly do. And everything is in your hands now.
All right. Thank you very much. We did get the plans were mailed out, the newest set from Mr. Carpenter, the engineer's plan. So we did get those. Everyone on the board received those in a packet. I'm assuming they received them. They were mailed out last Friday, and I got mine, so I'm sure that they did. All right, very good. So that's all that you have. So we'll move on to Ms. Roberts, our engineer, our borough engineer.
Good evening, everyone. This is Carmela Roberts, and I'd like to do just a quick review of what the application is tonight, and then I'll discuss what was recently submitted. So we have an application for bulk variances for 24 by 24 addition to the single family home at Fort Pine Drive. This property currently is undersized, 40,000 square feet is required. It's currently on an 18,433 square foot lot. There's no change to the lot area. The minimum lot width is 100 feet, and this lot is 88 feet wide. There's no change. The minimum side yard is 25 feet, and this addition encroaches more into that side yard than current. And maximum building coverage in the zone is 20%. The existing coverage is 24, and with the addition, it will increase to 27%. Okay. So this the applicant submitted a plan to address stormwater on the site. We have recommended a dry well to accommodate the additional water that would be generated on this site from the new impervious surface. So that's the water related to the 24 by 24 square foot addition. And we asked for them to be sure that they have the proper elevations on the site so that there are no problems created for their neighbors or for this homeowner. The plans are an improvement of what we've seen in the past. I had three comments to this. We've asked for the calculations for the dry well to be made from the bottom of the excavation to the invert of the inlet pipe. The calculations did not come in this way. And it's important that it be done that way, or else we can't get the proper volume of new water in the dry well. Right. We also asked to modify the grading in the front yard so that when that dry well overflows, which it typically normally will when there's a very heavy rain, so the water that will overflow needs to run into the front yard and out to the street and not to the neighbors. And we asked for details of the proposed yard drain and piping and the method that they're going to expose the pipe end. And finally, should you as a planning board determine to approve this application, we have recommended that prior to a certificate of occupancy, that we receive an as-built grading plan. That as-built plan would be submitted to assure us that what was constructed is in conformance with the plan that we are reviewing tonight with the three changes I asked for. Are there any questions for me?
I had one question. The new plan has, and I'm not an engineer, so I don't, the last plan had the dry well in the back.
Yes.
In the back, and this one has it in the front?
Yes.
Okay, and the there's a yard drain that runs to the street, and is yes. that new also?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. And
all right, can you identify who, before you speak,
Jackie,
just say who you are?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jackie Carpenter.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. So that drain runs to the street, and then the dry well is in the front yard, and they're saying that they're going to have a bermed landscaped area. Is that part of the plan also?
That is part of the plan.
Okay. All right. And I just wondered, do you see this as meeting so that as the one, when we had the first meeting, the neighbor, Mrs. Feelong, next door, Kim, at 6 Pine Drive, had concerns about the water cup, the water. That was her only concern. That she said she had no objection with the addition or anything. So do you feel that this latest plan should take care of that water running to her property on lot 21?
Right. I do. I think the combination of the berm on the property line with landscaping, the yard drain and the pipe to Pine Drive and that dry well to accommodate the water from the new addition is what we've asked them to do. And it addresses the stormwater coming off of this new addition. There should not be a problem to the neighbor.
Oh, good. All right, thank you very much, Ms. Roberts.
Yep, Jackie?
Yes.
Gerwin, this is Tim Hartley.
Yes.
I have a comment, I have some comments on the drainage, but I really would like to ask you and Michelle another question that isn't directly related to the site drainage, because as much as I appreciate all the work that's gone into developing the drainage to this point and the discussions about it, I'm concerned that the board has stepped past what I consider to be one of the more fundamental questions. And I'm not sure that a lot of detailed discussion about the drainage is in the applicant's interest or the town's interest, unless we step back and answer the more fundamental question, which has to do with what type of variance is being requested and what are the criteria for that variance approval, and has the applicant met those criteria. The drainage is certainly a concern for the town, and rightly so, but there are more, possibly more overriding issues that would make the whole thing about drainage a moot point.
Okay. Yes, may I? You want me to answer that question? This is Michelle Donato?
Yes.
Okay, so I believe at the first meeting that we had in this regard, I did point out to the board that when you consider a variance, any variance, you have both positive and negative criteria. The positive criteria are what is the basis for granting the variance under the land use law, and we went over the fact that you can have a hardship because of, you know, of various aspects of the property. Its undersized nature is generally considered to be a hardship, but that undersized nature of it doesn't mean that you necessarily get to build in further violation of ordinance provisions, okay? So, I mean, like, for example, the side yard setback. So there are things that, you know, the law is if one really looks at it very carefully, and the positive criteria are often difficult to establish, and then you have what's called the flexible C variance, which is a little bit easier than the hardship variance because it's not, you need to prove that this is a better zoning alternative and that, you know, the benefits outweigh the detriment. So those are the positive ends of either way that one might approach a variance in this instance. And then you have the negative criteria, and the negative criteria are negative impact on the zone plan and also substantial detriment to the public good, and that's where this drainage question comes in. So this was addressed at the, I believe it was the first meeting, and Mr. Hartley is absolutely correct. That's what you're supposed to do. What are the bases for the variance? And I think the board members, in some extent, have struggled with that, with this particular application, because it's a, you know, there's a very, you know, it's, you know, it's a situation where there's, you know, this is a, you know, daughter trying very desperately to make arrangements for her parents, and so that's the request on the positive end of it, and that is, you know, I mean, there is a provision in the law that says to provide for senior citizen housing. It's one of the purposes of zoning. And if you think that by providing for this addition at this size, it's needed at that this size for those purposes, you know, you might say that it meets the flexible C criteria of satisfying that particular purpose of the zone plan, and benefits outweigh the detriment. So these are the questions that you have to answer. I don't know. You know, I mean, I think there has, you know, I don't disagree with Mr. Hartley in that the board kind of went to the drainage without necessarily going to the positive criteria ends of the application.
Yeah, Michelle, I'm just wondering, was the, unless I missed something, I didn't see on the application that it clearly stated which variance approach it was pursuing, because there are differences between a C variance and a D variance, and
It's not a D variance.
This isn't a D5? I'm reading.
You think that's a D5 because of what? D5, hold on. D5 is the density one? You think it's a density variance?
Yeah, well, I'm reading an extract from it at the moment. It says an applicant seeks a variance allowing an increase in the permitted density of the property. An
density is the number of dwelling units. She's not putting in a dwelling unit has a kitchen.
No, but
lot
coverage is a type of density.
No, it's not a density. It is not a density variance. A lot coverage variance is not a density variance.
Ah, okay. So this would be a C variance of one sort?
This is a C variance. That's how I approached it, yes. I think it is a C variance.
But the
not a D.
All right, but going back to a C variance then, the hardship part of it, as I read it, clearly states it has to do with the physical and topographic features of the property and cannot relate to any personal or financial hardship. So all of the discussion that's taken place previously, I'm not unsympathetic to having to care for older family members. A lot of people in this community have had to do that over the years. So I don't mean to sound unsympathetic, but the statute clearly states that you cannot take personal hardships like that into account when you're reviewing something like this.
Yes, this,
Peggy,
I'm sorry. Michelle, didn't you state that at the last meeting too, that personal reasons were not to be accounted for?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, even going, putting that aside, it's still, am I not correct that it's the obligation of the applicant to show that there is no negative impact to the town in terms of its application of the ordinance or the master plan? And that has to do with a lot more than just drainage. The drainage is one concern, but one of the things that Roosevelt has always prided itself on is the extent of woodlands and the view of those woods from the street, from other properties across, you know, your property, across your neighbor's property. Pretty much everyone in town has some view of the woods. And it's not a question of whether the immediate neighbors raised an objection to a particular application, because the board has an obligation to, you know, think about the bigger picture in terms of future occupants, both of the adjoining properties and of the subject property, because for whatever reason, the property may be sold and passed on to someone else in the very near future, and allowing a 25% increase beyond the lot coverage, which would not be anything that could be undone, is definitely going to be a reduction in the amount of potential green space. If somebody moves in and wants to have a garden in their back or plant an ornamental tree or something like that, those options would be blocked by this addition. And I have not seen anything in any of the applicant's submittals that indicate why the option was not pursued to take this up to a second story rather than expanding laterally. The second story addition, they've been done all over town. I've been involved in some of them myself, and they are an easy way to stay within the zoning ordinance legally. And if there was some reason why it couldn't be done, that might be something that the board would want to take into consideration, but I haven't seen any plans or heard any real discussion of why that was not approached to begin with. I think the applicant's professionals, should have suggested that they pursue that as an earlier option to going out laterally and getting into the whole thing with questionable lot coverage permissions.
Well, as explained, there are two sets of criteria, both the positive and the negative, okay? And the negative is no substantial detriment to the public good, which includes such things as drainage, impairment of visibility, issues of value. Those are all part of what's considered to be the public good. And the other negative criteria is that there's no substantial detriment to the zone plan, which includes the ordinances and the master plan as well. So you're right in reviewing it. It's not that you have to show no harm. It's substantial detriment is the statutory text. So I seem to recall, and I could be wrong, but I thought there was a question about why could she go up and do a second floor? And I think because of the age of her parents, and she didn't think it was feasible to do so.
Sorry, that's not an acceptable thing to bring into it, because there are...
I'm just telling you the answer, what I recall having heard.
Okay.
So that's all. So, I think we did go over these issues, and, and I think that your comment letter, because you were not present at the first meeting, was, I think, entered into as part of the record of these proceedings. If not, it should be, certainly, because you addressed it to the board, and now you're here essentially iterating the same things that you said in that report, which, are basically go to the variance question.
Yes, it was. I read that into the record, the letter.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you.
Jackie, can I just ask Carmela one more question?
Certainly.
Carmela, you had mentioned something that you hadn't received yet. Is there anything else you haven't received from the engineer, from Mrs. Nazaroff's engineer?
I have not received revised plans based on my letter. However, her engineer sent me an email, and let me see if that was today or yesterday. That was...
It was today.
It was today at 9:30 this morning. So if you don't mind, I'll read you the email. It says, good morning. We received your letter and reviewed the comments you had regarding our plan. Per your review comments, we will make the below modifications to our plans and submit revised plans for resolution compliance once the variances are granted and the resolution of approval is granted. So number one, drywall size will be modified so the design storm is held between the bottom of the stone and the invert of the pipe, so water does not retain in the pipe during the design storm. Number two, we will add a note and additional spot grades to demonstrate that the water overflowing the stone drywall will flow to the street and not to the neighboring properties. Number three, the requested details will be added to the plans. Number four, we will add any additional notes or revisions that are included in the resolution of approval as a condition of approval. That's the email.
Thank you, Carmela.
Right. Does anyone else have any comment?
On Carmela's report, or are we going to go alphabetically the way Michelle suggested?
Oh, I have a list. Wait a minute. Let me see if I have the phone list. Is that alphabetical? No. All right. I just have the phone list to call for people for comments. So I was just sort of opening it up to see if anyone wanted and had anything else to say.
Well, Michelle suggested alphabetically. Maybe I think Jay might be first with a B last name.
Okay. I'm just looking at the phone list. And I'm looking at... okay, who's there? Alan will not be voting. Mark Connors will be. Allison will not.
Why don't you call Bandanis first, because that's the first letter
right.
that he's participating.
Okay. All right. Jay, do you have any comments?
On the engineering report or in general?
On anything about the application, about the engineer's report, about any aspect.
Not at this moment.
Okay.
No. All right. And that Mark Connors.
Well, the only thing I really have is it seems like we're reinventing the wheel a little bit right now. We'd asked the requester for certain information. Apparently they've given it to us. It seems like Carmela's pretty comfortable with the answers, except for the little bit she hasn't gotten. I think we need to figure out what we're going to do, either vote on something tonight or, you know, we're dragging this out, and I think we need to either vote on it tonight and get it done with one way or another, giving Carmela the authority to get these last little pieces that she needs, and if she's happy with it, we move ahead, or we need to let the requester know that we're not going ahead, but I think we've dragged this out a long time now.
Okay. All right, so then does anyone have a, should I go? Peggy, do you have anything to say?
Yes. So again, Mrs. Nazaroff, I'm not trying to be contrary or unsympathetic in any way, but I do have a lot of concerns. Even if we can mitigate the stormwater drainage issue, that doesn't really have anything to do with the actual planning board issues. And I'm concerned about the size of your addition. It's a really large addition. I don't quite understand, even if you can't go up, why it can't be a smaller addition. It's for your parents, but you're not including a bathroom in there. And so it seems like a long walk to get out of there, you know, to leave that room and go to the bathroom. An addition that size, I'm concerned about how it affects the neighborhood, the community, the ordinance. People move to Roosevelt because they want to be in a rural, wooded, agrarian area. I think in town, we pride ourselves on the woods and the beauty. And I don't think anyone wants to look at the side of a long building. We can see that with all the warehouses that are being built around here. It's taking away from the rural viewscape that we love here. And as the mayor, I feel that it's my responsibility to try to perpetuate Roosevelt in the character that it has and the beauty that it has as much as possible. And a variance for something this large, I would urge you to try to consider a smaller size addition. I think it's not fair to the neighbors. I think it's detrimental to the character of the town. It's very large. And if we start allowing additions of this magnitude, the whole town will look completely different. I really think it will have a negative effect on the character of Roosevelt and the, you know, the rural beauty that we all love here. So I would urge you to consider something smaller.
I'm gonna make a comment on this. I think you brought this up last time, and I did explain that my parents are very ill. I work full time. I'm gonna have another lady taking care of my parents. They need care 24/7. The bathroom is practically right there outside of that room, so they don't have to go far. Okay. It's been going on for 4 months. I'm out of $15,000, and I brought that issue up to you in the beginning. I don't understand why at the end of this road, you're going to tell me to reconsider. I have three people living in that particular addition because the aid needs to be there 24/7. You haven't been in my shoes, okay, to understand what I'm going through. So this is exactly what they need, with the equipment that has to be brought in, with certain beds, with all kinds of stuff. That's exactly what we need.
So actually, Mrs. Nazaroff, I have been in that position. I've lost both my parents. They both needed a lot of care at the end of their lives. I'm not unsympathetic at all. As Mr. Hartley said, many people in town have had their parents here at the end of their lives, in much smaller spaces. So I understand the need for your parents and an aide. And it's not the first time I'm bringing it up. I've brought it up each time that I'm just concerned about the magnitude, the size of the addition. That's all. I understand all of your concerns. Believe me, I envy you that you still have your parents. But
I hope to have them for a long time. If I take care of them, they'll be alive for the long time. And this is what I want. For them to live for a long time.
I understand. I absolutely completely.
It's a very touchy subject for me. I don't want to get emotional right now, okay? Because I'm already on medication. I don't want to get emotional. So it's a very touchy subject for me right now, okay? They are by themselves in New York, and I can't get them.
All right. I really sympathize. I understand. I'm only saying that I can't consider that as the mayor. I can only consider what's best for the town. That's all I'm saying. It has nothing to do with your reasons. I understand your reasons completely. I can only look at this as the mayor and trying to perpetuate the character that we have.
I understand that, but I'm looking at it from a different point as a human being.
Well, I hope that I'm looking at it.
No, I don't look at it as a business, as business, the way you look at it. I look at it from a different point of view.
Well,
I'm sorry. I really need to jump in here. This is Tim Hartley again. While we say that we cannot take personal situations into account on this sort of thing. I need to just point out to the applicant that she could have had her parents in there in an addition that was already completed by this time if they had chosen to go in something that was in compliance with the zoning. Didn't have to be a four-month process. I have worked on multiple addition, vertical additions to existing Roosevelt houses over the years, and we've seen others. They're not that impossible to deal with. And if it means the rearranging who lives on which floor, that's something that can be done also. But the onus on this should not be put back on the planning board as if we are totally unsympathetic monsters. We have an obligation to the community as a whole, to the history of the town, to the future of the town, because there are going to be people living on these properties long after we're gone. And we can't just put aside that consideration on the basis of, a current occupant's, personal hardship. It's just not right.
I'm going to explain to you in regards to the second floor. I had double knee surgery. Okay, I cannot do steps because I moved from East Windsor from a two-story house to get a ranch. So out of the question for me to go up and down the stairs. So it's
There are stair climbs. People put them in their houses all the time, the mobile stairs. My sister did that. It's just that's not a reason to not go up and to violate the zoning. If it was a couple of square feet, nobody would make an issue of it. But a 30% increase in the lot coverage is way beyond what.
It's a 20. It's a 4% from the existing structure. I'm sorry, 3% from the existing structure, not 30%.
It's a 27% coverage of the lot, so it's 7% above the allowable. But right. It's big in any case, and there's no reason it had to.
Roman, I was just going to say that for me, part of the issue is that it's already in excess of the allotted size to begin with, and now we are going to try to increase it even larger. So there was no way that any addition, except to go vertically, it could be in compliance because it's already out of compliance as it is.
I agree. And I just wanted to say, also, I agree, I brought up Tim at the last meeting. Also, I asked about stair climbs because I know many people who have them, the chairlift. And because I thought that would be a reasonable accommodation for building up, but Mrs. Nazaroff was not interested in that.
I cannot do that, Peggy. Let me just mention something to you because I am really at the point where I'm getting very, we were working out the draining problem. That was the issue. This is where all of my direction went. And this is what was, what was required by Carmela Roberts. All of a sudden, when I present everything to you, now you're telling me other things. That wasn't the concern. The concern was stormwater away, not to affect neighbors. Now, all of a sudden, Mr. Hartley comes in. He hasn't been at the other meetings. And he's
Mrs. Nazaroff, I have to disagree with you. The engineering side of it was one issue with deciding whether we would approve a variance or not, but there was the whole other planning board issue, which does entail, deciding upon the size of it and how it will affect the community, the town, the viewscape. So I think there were so many issues with stormwater drainage that took precedence as far as satisfying that and discussing that. But this was always the next issue to be decided after the stormwater drainage. From the very beginning of the meetings, we were talking about the size of it, not only the stormwater issue.
And to avoid any possible misinterpretation by Mrs. Nazaroff, right from the very beginning, I sent you a letter, Mrs. Nazaroff, explaining to you that if you make these changes to the drainage, that does not mean that you're going to get your variance. And I sent that to you because I was fearful that you thought that perhaps if you made the changes, you'd get the approval. And I wanted to make certain it was clear to you. So zoning law is, you know, when followed correctly, is not an easy body of law. It's, you know, it doesn't allow for personal issues to come into consideration on a case such as this. And that's just, it's the way that it is. I mean, the Roosevelt didn't write those laws. Those are state laws.
I feel I should make one other comment here about the law part of it. And that's that if the board were to approve this variance, there is a good chance that somebody could appeal that ruling in court, and that could drag things on a whole lot longer, because there would definitely be grounds for appealing this, since there does not seem to have been any real effort on the part of the applicant to try to comply with the existing zoning. And that seems like a kind of a fundamental part of a variance application, is if you can't work with the existing zoning, then you seek a variance. You don't just seek a variance because you would rather do something a certain way, because that would negate a large part of what all zoning is about.
Ms. Taylor, do you have anything to say?
Yes, I feel that I comply with everything that I was asked of me. I had to borrow some money to pay for engineering, to pay for everything, because I'm taking care of my parents totally. And it's a really tough situation for me. I did speak to the state of New Jersey, and I consulted with them. So... And they have told me that, you know, variances are issued, and there is nothing unreasonable. That's what I've been told. Nothing unreasonable for the township to approve this variance. I've done everything possible.
Michelle, can I ask a question?
Of course.
So who do you suppose told Mrs. Nazaroff that there's nothing?
I wouldn't give any credence to that, whatever that was. I mean, I don't, you know, the state of, I don't know who in the state of New Jersey she spoke to. If she spoke to somebody in the Department of Community Affairs, they don't really regulate the variance. I don't think you should give credence to it. It just gets us down a rabbit hole.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Ms. Taylor, do you have anything?
No, I do not.
Okay. So is anyone else? I think I got everyone who's there who can stay in the regular meeting. Does anyone have anything else to add?
Yes, Mark Connors. I guess I want to explain what I was trying to say before, and I think we need to make a decision tonight on whether or not this is going to be approved or not. I don't believe that the engineering part was the only part of this, because I remember Mr. Hartley's letter. I remember Peggy talking about it. And we've never really gotten any different answer other than the fact that this is what they thought was the best thing to do. And there was never other suggestions of either moving into another part of the yard, whatever. It was always, this is the way to do it. And I don't know if that's in the best interest of the town or not. I was concerned about the engineering part, and I'm not really concerned about it now because of the fact that I think that Carmelo realized that we can move the water. But I do think we need to think about how large this is going to be. And I think we owe it to the requester to make a decision tonight, not to ask for more information or change anything. I think we've dragged this out to a point where we need to say yes, we're going to, or no, we're not. That's what I really want us to look at tonight.
Well, that's why we have this meeting tonight, Mr. Connors. I've told the board has got to make a decision tonight. We know that. Now they have to make a decision. So I think if everyone has given their opinions regarding this, I think it's time for somebody to make a motion one way or the other and have a vote called.
What about the public portion?
Did you open it to the public first?
Right.
Is there any?
Right.
Yes, open it to the public. Anyone have any comments?
Well, this member of the public does. I'm Allison. And I feel really awful for the situation Mr. and Mrs. Mazar are in. I just had to deal with my mother, who's 95, and I had to move her out of her house, which was, she lived in 74 years in Roosevelt. And it's, parent care is just incredibly difficult. But I think we're more than just this generation. I mean, I think Peggy is right. We're a historic district. We're known for our visual beauty and having access to the green belt and being able to see. And I just think the house won't always be housing older people or any of us. But I want the town to go on and to keep its basic character. So also, just this is an aside, if that water is going to be running off into the street, it's already like a river in front of my house. Because of the way the land slopes, if there's going to be more water there, it's going to be like getting out of my driveway. It's going to be like, whoa. Anyway, I just think that the negatives outweigh the positives, and I just feel really bad for the Nazarovs because I can sympathize totally.
Are there any other members of the public?
Yes. Yeah, we have one more here. I'm going to just switch the camera over.
Yeah, my name is Lorraine Hartley, and many years ago we made the decision that we wanted to age in place, and we have a two-story house, and I have plans of how to internally add an extra shower downstairs. We've converted the living room into a place where we could sleep if we had to, and we would probably put in a lift staircase if it ever came to that. I just know that I agree with what other people have said about the landscape in Roosevelt in particular. I remember how people got ballistic about a neighbor a couple of stores, houses down from me, when he cut down a bunch of trees on his property, which was honestly quite within his rights. But everybody was very upset about that. And so I have a big concern about that. And I can't help but adding, I looked at the floor plans, and it seems to me adding a family room, not bedroom space, adding a family room is just a red herring about the reasons that were given.
Somebody's phone is ringing.
I think it's Alan.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Diane.
All right. Can you want it? Is anybody? Are there any other members of the public that want to speak?
Anybody else?
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Please mute your phone and the computer.
He probably can't do that.
Are there any other members of the public who want to speak? Okay, so the board's going to close the public portion, and now somebody needs to make a motion one way or the other.
I'd like to make a motion to bring this to vote. This is Chad Vrollin.
I second it. Peggy Malkin.
What was the motion to what?
Bring this to a vote.
You have to make a motion.
What are we voting?
You make a motion to either approve it or deny it, not to bring it to a vote. You need to make a motion. to either approve it or deny it.
Okay, then I'd like to make a motion to deny the applicant as it exists today.
Okay.
I second that.
So a yes vote is a vote to deny.
You say that again.
Understand that, everybody?
Just to clarify.
This is a motion to deny. A yes vote is a motion to deny. You're in favor of denial if you say yes.
Okay.
And you want me to call them?
You have to call the roll of those who are qualified to vote, yes.
Okay. Jacqueline Carpenter?
No.
So you're voting to, you're voting, you don't want to vote to deny, you want to vote to approve.
Yes, I do. I think, I think the detriment to the neighbors has been solved, and I think our property does not have to Green Acres back to someone's backyard. And I feel that, I just feel that she should be allowed to grant the variance.
Okay. All right.
Wait, I'm
just
so long
as you know, a yes vote is to deny. A no vote is against the motion to deny. So, okay?
All right. So I'm a no then.
Wait.
Okay.
Ms. Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley?
Yes.
Ms. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Connors?
Yes.
Mr. Bondanis?
Yes.
Okay, that completes the people who are voting.
Okay, so the application has been denied, and the resolution will be adopted. When's the May meeting? I have 45 days to do the resolution. I need at least 30.
Well, normally it would be the first Tuesday in May,
which is scheduled for May 5th.
Right, that's too soon. I cannot do that. Okay. You want to just, it would actually still be in time for the June meeting then.
Which is June 3rd.
Second.
June 2nd.
It's listed as a Wednesday. Was there supposed to be voting?
That's because of the election was originally going to be on
the Tuesday. Right.
So I guess it is going to be the 3rd. June 3rd, right?
That's the way it's scheduled, but if there's no...
Just leave it as it's scheduled so that you don't have to re-advertise a meeting.
Good. June
okay.
3rd. Wednesday, June 3rd is the next meeting then, in June. Okay. The next 45, okay. After 45 days.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's done. So now you have... the administrative officer issue that we need to resolve?
Yes.
Okay, so are we ready to proceed with that issue?
Yes.
Okay, does anybody want me to explain the situation?
Yes, please.
Okay, so under the land use law, an administrative officer serves many different functions, okay? And it depends on how those functions are assigned. Our ordinance, and I'm going to go back to my notes because I think I sent you a letter, did I not, Kim, where I explained about the fact that the ordinance names the planning board secretary as the administrative officer. Now, there are a lot of things that a planning board secretary does, but there are, you know, you really have to, one of the things that you need to resolve very importantly is what do you do about reviewing an application for completeness? So Kim has been doing a great job. She assembles the information, gives it to, she's, you know, tried to make sure she could, you know, get some institutional memory starting to work, and you know, giving people the applications, and then they come back, okay, and they come back and they have an application, and they have plans, and they have to have money, and so somebody needs to review the plans for two, the application for two essential important functions. The first is what I call administrative completeness. If the ordinance says you need 10 copies, are there 10 copies? If the ordinance says that the fees are, you know, application fees and escrow fees or whatever they are, you have to make sure the money is there. I think that what I would recommend to the board do, we could do it by resolution instead of trying to adopt another amendment to the ordinance, is to authorize I would recommend, and I'm hopeful that Carmela is willing to do that, that her office will do the review for completeness. And that really gets you set off on the right foot because, you know, she has to look, you know, the ordinance details what needs to be in the plans, and the best person to do it is a professional like an engineer. So, Carmela, are you, you know, you have an escrow to bill against. Are you willing to do the completeness review if the board secretary says to you, I have a new application, it came in, I have all the money, have everything, here's the plans. Are you willing to do completeness review?
I am willing to do completeness. I do it in other towns. This is something that we typically do. It's no problem for us.
So my recommendation is that the board adopt a resolution that would provide that the board secretary will be responsible for doing administrative completeness. That is to assure that the number of plans are filed, all whatever documents need to be submitted, the plans, the application, et cetera, and the fees are paid, the escrow fee and the application fee. And at that point, she can then send it over to Carmela to review it for completeness.
So should we make a motion, Michelle?
Yes, or, please.
Okay.
To adopt a resolution?
Yes, that the board secretary is responsible for administrative completeness. And I'll just specify exactly what that means. And then after certifying that it's administratively complete, she will then forward the plans and the application to the board engineer for the review of completeness.
Okay,
that's the motion.
Well, I move that we should actually specify Kim's name, Michelle.
I said the board secretary. I didn't say Kim's name. You want it? It's a position.
Yeah,
it's a position appointment.
I realize that. All right. So I make a motion to approve the planning board secretary to be the administrator officer to deem the variance applications complete.
Administratively complete.
Administratively complete.
That's the board secretary and the board engineer to do completeness review of the plans.
Should I repeat all that?
No, it's good. It'll be fine. We have a record.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, and for the votes, Ms. Carpenter?
Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Roman?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley?
Yes.
Ms. Petrilla?
Can I vote on this?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Ms. Taylor? Donna Taylor?
She's muted again.
Yes. Sorry.
Mr. Connors?
Yes.
Mr. Newrath?
Yes.
Mr. Bondonis?
Yes.
Great.
Okay,
I'll have a resolution on June 3rd for that as well.
Okay.
Okay.
We have approval of minutes.
the January 7th, 2020 minutes were amended in March, and they need to be voted on.
I move to approve the minutes that were amended March 3rd, the minutes from January 7th, 2020 that were amended on March 3rd, 2020.
Second, do I have a second?
Second, Petrella.
Okay, Ms. Carpenter?
Yes, approve.
Ms. Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Roman?
Abstain.
Mr. Hartley?
I have to abstain. I wasn't at the meeting.
Ms. Petrella?
Yes.
Ms. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Connors?
I have to abstain. I don't think it's a January meeting.
Mr. Newrath?
Oh, I have to abstain too. I wasn't at the January meeting.
Mr. Bondonis?
I was not a board member at that meeting.
Kim, in the future, what you have to do is you have to go to the attendance on the minutes that you're getting reviewed, and that's where you call the vote on the minutes.
Okay. I will remember that. Okay.
We also have to approve the minutes of the March 3rd, 2020 meeting. The motion to approve.
I move to approve the March 3rd, 2020 minutes.
Okay, second. Anyone second?
Second.
And that was Mr. Connor's second?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Carpenter?
Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Roman?
Abstain.
Mr. Hartley?
Abstain. Not present.
I believe you can still vote because of the fact that you did listen to the audio minutes. You might want to.
No, vote. Not for the minutes. That's only for qualification to vote.
Got it. Okay. Ms. Petrella?
Yes.
Ms. Taylor?
I abstain. I was not at the meeting.
Mr. Connors?
Yes.
Mr. Newrath?
Yes.
Mr. Bondonis?
Yes.
Okay, that completes the March 3rd minutes.
All right, report of the mayor and council representative. Peggy?
I don't have much of a report, obviously, because of all of our self-isolation due to the virus. We did meet. The council had two meetings. One was by conference call before we all learned how to do a meeting by Zoom. And the last meeting was by Zoom, but we only really just approved paying the bills and a couple other very minor things. We've been discussing a bamboo ordinance for quite some time, but we put that on hold. We tabled it until we can meet in person because we felt that the public, the public had expressed interest in attending that meeting where we discussed the bamboo. So we tabled that. And other than that, we've really just been dealing with, you know, the virus. Luckily in Roosevelt, we've had two cases and that's it. But there hasn't been much to report as far as council meetings.
All right, thank you. And report of the Environmental Commission representative.
Okay, that's me, Tim Hartley. We had an Environmental Commission meeting last week, also held via Zoom conference. A lot of the members were nervous about that, but it went pretty well in everybody's opinion afterwards, so that's good. The only thing maybe worth mentioning are discussions about the Woodland Trail. There was some concern about some vandalism in different sections of the trail, some motorized bikes that have been seen riding on a piece of it. So there are going to be some new signs put up at the trail entrances, re-notifying people that no motorized vehicles are allowed. And if necessary, we may put up some barricade, particularly at the entrance to the Rochdale to Valley Road section near the solar village, because that's where the bikes were seen. But we'll see if that's necessary.
Tim?
Yep.
Can I just interject for a second? So I've taken the when I finally go out, that's usually the route that I take to take a walk. And I've almost been mowed down by the guys on their ATVs. Huh. I'm not sure that they're local. They've got like really souped up ATVs, and they're in full regalia, some kind of whatever people wear when they're driving those. Not like it doesn't look like the kids in town. I think it's people that probably know we don't have police here. We don't have a lot of enforcement, and they're just, I've watched them. I've actually, you know, had an eyewitness view of them just tearing through the woods and wreaking havoc through. And when I tried to block them one day, so they basically were going to run me over if I didn't move aside. So it's a real problem, and I wasn't sure how to address it because of the fact that, you know, we don't have any kind of law enforcement.
Well, there was some discussion about that at the commission, and the consensus seemed to be that if possible, don't confront whoever you see, but work on your quick draw technique for your iPhone. Because if you can snap a picture of license plate, that's deemed illegal evidence that they were there. And then we can get the state police involved, you know, after that. So yeah. I tried to do it on the motorized bikes that I saw, but it was too late.
Yeah. But you know, actually I always, when I walk, I do walk with my phone. So that's a good idea. Cause I can try, you know, I can try to, when I'm at that, with the approach to the Woodland Trail there, I can just make sure it's already in my hand and on. So we can try that. But I've watched these ATVs. I'm not that familiar with ATVs to know, you know, the difference between them, but they looked huge to me, almost more like motorcycles.
Wait, were these four-wheel vehicles or two?
Two.
Okay, yeah, that's a, I guess, a motorbike, possibly. It depends on the size of the tire.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, they're not allowed there with a motor. So.
Right.
Okay, and the other thing that we discussed was applying for an ANJEC grant. I think about $1,500 is available. And some of those funds would go toward the trail maintenance, and we'll see if there's any room for stuff beyond that. But that was the main thrust of getting that grant. And a little bit of discussion about the bamboo control ordinance, which I think has already been submitted to the council. Is that correct?
Troll?
Bamboo control?
Oh, control. I thought you said bamboo troll ordinance. I'm thinking, wait, I don't know what that is. Yes, that has been submitted, and we were about to pass it, and then we had some letters of concern from residents, mostly having to do with the fact that this was not the time to enforce that type of ordinance because of the cost involved in perhaps trimming or cutting out your bamboo, that in this time of financial uncertainty, the timing was poor. And so we agreed to put it off until things go back to normal.
Okay. That's all I had from the commission side.
Okay.
All right. Any other old business?
No.
All right. Any new business? Is anyone still for public comment? No. All right. Anything from anyone? All right. Then we adjourn the meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Okay. Okay, the meeting is adjourned at 8:12.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. You did a great job.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you. Good night.
Wow. Are we done? That's it? That's it.
I think